Hello and welcome. I want to talk in this video about the mindset of a fighter, primarily from a boxing perspective. Custamato, he's seen by many as the greatest boxing trainer of all time. Cus said that we need to recognize fear as a friend. It's our protective mechanism. Cus knew if he could have a fighter confront and identify his fear, he could have that fighter in the ring winning bouts in half the time. It's hard to think of any other sport that has so many misconceptions in boxing, but there is no other sport that equips a man better to cope with life than boxing. It's a complete mental, physical, and spiritual immersion that equips a man with a sense of purpose and identity. In every fight a man engages in, inside or outside the ring, it takes place in the mind. That's where battles are won. Or in the immortal words of Rocky Balboa, that's how winning is done. In Custamato, he could spot championship potential in a young boy right off the bat. Yeah, he had that insight. He saw that edge, he saw that mental focus. He saw passion. He also saw fear. You know, all the components that make a champion. And it's always fun to see beginners enter the ring for the first time. You know, they come in scared to death, with a lot of preconceived notions. So they get aggressive, they work themselves up to try and shut out the fear. They get an adrenaline rush, which is fleeting. And in the process, they deplete their energy. And they don't monitor their breathing, so they become overwhelmed by their own physiology. And yes, fear is a necessity in the ring, but the beginner's fear, it's an illusion. You know, what he fears is losing control, and his insecurity is driving that fear. And that shot of initial adrenaline, it will start to work against him in the very first round. Mental and physical fatigue, it will set in very rapidly. And in the process, he gets overrun by his emotions. Whereas an experienced boxer, he's in control of his emotions, because he has to be. He has to be resilient mentally. In boxing training, I mean, it's the most rigorous of any combat sport for a reason. You know, that's why it has such a high dropout rate. The discipline and the mental focus needed to override physical exhaustion, to override fear and self-doubt during a fight, it can only be achieved by a lot of very painful introspection and confronting some very hard truths. Because denial and ego, they have no place in the boxing gym. Because, and one of the hardest lessons I learned in the ring was accepting failure. You know, to survive, you need to strip yourself down to the bone. It's only through years of constant application that you build a formidable skill set. You know, you become confident inside and outside the ring in your ability to handle yourself. And then what happens? You know, you lose, you get beaten, or you stop progressing in training. It seems no matter how hard you push yourself, it seems you can't progress. So you start asking yourself the hard questions. You know, am I cut out for this? Do I have what it takes? You walk into any gym and you can separate those with work ethic from those who just see faults in everyone else. Instead of asking themselves the hard questions, they just project their failures onto others. But mental and physical resilience, it only comes through hard graft, through repetition, and through seeing failures as opportunities to learn. In boxing, it's a solitary vocation. You know, a coach, a trainer is your guide, but he can't teach you work ethic, can't teach you discipline. And empowering yourself, it's a process, and you do it through repetition, you do it through constant repetition. There's no secret, just an inner belief, you know, an inner focus and a passion for something, then constant application. And a beginner's major fear is always about getting hit. And the fear of getting hit is a valid one, you know, and stems from the fear of the unknown. But the punch itself is secondary to how your body and your mind react to it. Because taking hits to the body, it induces a shock response. And that person will want to either fight back or just get the hell out of there or they'll just freeze up. And without the training and the mental discipline, their body tenses up, so their reaction speed is impaired. And their breathing, it becomes rapid and shallow. And as a result, the lactic acid builds up in the muscles and their legs and their arms feel like stone. So they panic. Then they get beaten. And then you hear it. Out come the rationalizations. And I've heard them all. No, I just need to work on my fitness. That's it. I didn't have breakfast this morning. Now my trainer is shit. No, he got lucky. That's all it is. He got lucky. Instead of accepting the truth, that they lost focus, that they allowed their fear to overwhelm them. And one of the most essential aspects of boxing and Sistema, the Russian martial art I practice, is breathing. And it sounds very simple. We do it automatically, but breathwork during combat, it's key to freeing your body of tension. So you can react with speed and you can maintain endurance. And the breathing, it keeps your mind clear. So your physiology is no longer dominating you. But the fear, it's still present, as it should be, to guide you. But you're confident in your ability, you're calm, you're in a positive mindset. I mean, you take the example of Manny Pacquiao dancing to the ring against Mayweather. Now, he's in a state where he's stripped himself of self-doubt. There's no ego. There can't be. That's a pressure he can't allow to place on himself, because he's accepted the fact that he could get knocked out, that he could lose. And a fighter's process has to be one where he adapts, where he can change up strategy and pick himself up off the mat if he has to and keep going. He needs to have self-belief. And the key thing here is, he's been hit like this before. Now he's taken a beating. He knows what it feels like. That's why he can get up off the mat and keep fighting. He's come back from this before. He's not a stranger to defeat or exhaustion or pain. And it's the same process inside and outside the ring. Because life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you react to it. But in boxing gyms today, students, they're not taught this. They walk into a very sanitized environment where everything is safe and artificial and everything is group work. So it's a fear-free zone. And as a result, it teaches you nothing about yourself. You don't grow as a person because you haven't experienced the level of fear that will cause you to look deeper at yourself or face the hard truths about who you are and what you want to achieve. Because people today, we all play it so safe. We don't want to be challenged. We want everything safe and easy. Instead of seeing fear as an ally and as an internal guide. But to fully utilize fear, we need to bring confidence. We need to bring understanding, mental focus. And we need to bring preparation to the table. Then we can use our fear to guide us, rather than let it destroy us or limit us because of self-doubt. Because today we're surrounded by vanity and narcissism, especially on social media. You just look at all the useless fitness gurus on YouTube just preaching drivel. There's a huge difference between training for vanity and training to push yourself. And I admit, I don't train that heavy with resistance exercise. My repetitions are more endurance-based, 20 to 40 repetitions most days. But I train for a purpose. My goal is endurance, as boxing and martial arts are my focus. And just the warm-up for a boxing training session is typically closer to an hour. And it's hard-out drills, then sparring, then cool-down. And it's hell. So every boxing workout I engage in is a victory. I overcame my weakness. And we don't get many victories like that in life. I see it as a very special thing and I'm grateful for it. And giving gratitude, it's something we could all stand to do more of on a daily basis, because it moves you out of a negative space. And you come to appreciate things in your life. Because in the ring, Just like in life, you need to be self-motivated. And boxing fosters in you a sense of autonomy and self-belief that is very hard for men to find anywhere else. And it's up to you to push yourself to that next level in the gym and in the ring. And you can only do that through introspection and asking the hard questions and through fighting through the pain. Because pain, it changes you. And how it changes you is up to you. And that's a power of choice all men have. But boxing in general, I mean, it gets a bad rap by the general public who see it as barbaric. But you walk into any boxing gym worth its metal and you'll find an environment of support, respect and honesty unlike anywhere else. There's a no bullshit free zones where you're encouraged to learn, you're encouraged to adapt and further yourself. And everything in society today, it's so watered down and sanitized. And if we're not shielded from the truth, then we run from it. And we're so conditioned to run. We're so conditioned that we refuse to not only not accept the truth about ourselves, but we fear even asking the questions. And in boxing, there's no room for denial. You face the truth, you learn from your mistakes, or you get knocked out. There's no in between. And fear is our guide. It's our survival instinct. And it's a shame we spend our lives cowering from it, because it opens so many doors. Because when you come to understand it and start using it, I mean, you ask any fighter, and they'll tell you the real battle begins when the pain begins. Because most of what we fear is just a waste of our energy. A fear of the unknown, of a fear of moving out of our comfort zone, fear of losing control. And as a result, we just end up spinning our wheels and playing it safe. And in the process, it becomes our default behavior. And we avoid anything that challenges us or forces us out of that comfort zone. We become fearful of everything around us. And what do we have? We have our little safe space. We have our routines we engage in every day. No need to rock the boat or confront our fears, because we can just hide away from them instead. And so we rationalize our behavior. We justify it. Because, hey, no need to pursue a dream or a passion, right? It's just safer picking up a paycheck every week in a job that we hate. Easier just staying in a loveless relationship as opposed to asking what you really want and just walking away. Because if something scares you, you need to ask the question why. Because it's a great opportunity to learn something about yourself. Now, I'm talking about the fear you experience behind self-doubt, or the fear of the unknown, or the fear of being judged for your passions or your ideas and so on. That paralyzing fear we all experience that causes us to self-justify or deflect, rather than look harder at ourselves and ask those hard questions. Because if you self-justify your behavior or an outlook, that restricts your growth and it keeps you closed off, it keeps you miserable, and you've let fear win. But the goals or the passions you want to pursue, they're not the illusion. The fear is. Because you look at a fighter, when a fighter gets knocked out, he needs to undergo a process of reinvention. It's a way of mentally coping. It's a process of renewal and a shifting in priorities. So what does that fighter do? He may drop a weight class. He may get a moko tattoo on his face. Whatever steps he takes, that process is one where he takes the pressure off himself. He gets back to basics. He walks away so he can reignite that passion again. Just like in life, every man needs to undergo this process of reinvention, this shifting of priorities, so he can identify what he really wants by asking the hard questions and confronting his fears. And in doing so, he's going to get hit by a whole new set of fears, because he's going to be judged, because he's stepping outside the box. He's going to be hit with insecurities and self-doubt, Can I make this work? What if I fail? But one step at a time, by facing his fears head on, he's equipping himself with knowledge. And a man can make his goals a reality, because no one's asking you to go and jump off a cliff in the pursuit of your goals. Now, keep the day job, by all means. Do what you need to do. But with each step you take, each fear you confront, your passion will find a way to express itself. All you have to do is open the door. You know, in the words of Muhammad Ali, what you are thinking about, you are becoming. Become the change you want to see. Become the complete you.